In football, it's called hitting the hole. The hole is created by offensive blockers who move defenders out of the way to clear a path for the running back to carry the ball. The running back has to attack the hole with as much speed, ferocity, and determination as possible. And no matter how narrow the hole, if you see daylight, you run toward it. Countless hours of practice are spent by offensive lines in creating the hole, and runners in learning to bob and weave and jump through that hole. Backs who are too cautious, who hesitate to put their bodies on the line to make it through, who are too easily shoved back short of the hole, have very short careers in the NFL. To score in football, you have to be able to hit the hole. Well, call it the hole, call it the narrow door, but anything worth devoting our time and resources to, every situation we want to change for the better, every dream and goal we want to realize in our lives, can only happen through the door or hole of hard, dedicated, selfless work. The narrow door that Jesus speaks of is the demanding path of limitless love, unconditional forgiveness, sacrificial selflessness, and it can only be entered by letting go of our fears, our control, our pride, our self-absorption. By struggling through the narrow door, we move easily beyond easy answers and immediate gratification to discover the meaning and purpose of this life God has given us. And more often than not, we can be the means for creating the hole for someone else to clear.